The Beyond Me Too We podcast show is designed to support and promote a faith-based lifestyle that helps you feel connected, encouraged, and inspired by openly sharing stories about life, purpose, and faith. Our goal each episode is to start the conversation that helps integrate spirituality into a modern lifestyle. I'm looking forward to sharing these conversations with you to help you grow and move with confidence and faith. You're welcome to join the conversation and journey with the Beyond Me Too We community. I'm your host, Farah Marius, an entrepreneur, a Christian, and multi-passionate human. Thanks in advance for spending this time with me. And if you enjoyed the episode, don't forget to leave a review and subscribe. Hey, friends. I am back. Welcome to episode 4 of the Beyond Me Too We podcast. Happy New Year, friends. I'm so excited to be back here with you. Now, if you follow me on Instagram or Facebook, you'll notice that I took some time away, a much needed hiatus from social media. I slept in, I ate all the goodies, I did a few projects around our apartment. Nothing really of consequence. I didn't build anything. Mainly, I reorganized and decluttered the kitchen cabinets. I reorganized the linen closet, etc., etc. It feels really good and freeing because I'm on a journey right now to have and manage less stuff. You won't believe how much easier it is to keep a house clean and organize when there is just less stuff. But if you're interested in that, we can definitely go into that and talk about that at some other time. Those of you who know me know that I have a day job, right? So in order to keep my business going, which is Butter and Nectar, and do all the things that are required for my day job, I have to keep myself really organized. Or I don't always complete all of my side projects throughout the year, which is the reason that taking the last 2 weeks of the year off helped me close out certain little things and get some rest. Most of the time, really, in the last couple of weeks, though, it was spent doing some light reading and catching up on Netflix. By the way, oh my gosh, I'm sure you guys are familiar with the show Schitt's Creek. Oh my goodness, it is hilarious. I heard about it for a long time and I saw like a preview and I was like, this is probably corny. But once we started watching it, we went through 2 seasons, I think, really fast. It was so funny, so good. So if you're looking for some laugh out loud entertainment, you should check it out. It was great to get some rest. However, most important for me during that time is I really wanted to pull back, think about what it is that I want to contribute to our community and what it looks like and what it feels like. As I mentioned before, I always want to give you guys something practical, especially what we've all gone through in 2020. 2020 has been pretty rough on some people, and some people barely made it by. But I have to tell you, we're only, maybe 10 days into 2021, and OMG, she came out of the gate swinging, didn't she? My goodness, she is not shy at all. I mean, first few days, we nearly had a civil war on our hands with folks storming the Capitol building. Oh my gosh, I've never seen anything like this in my life. Now, COVID-19 has birthed a new evil version of itself. Anybody else hear about this? How scary is that? So all that to say, how are you guys doing? Seriously, how are you doing? Anyway, with all of this in mind, that's why it's so important for me to contribute in a way that will provide you with practical lessons, ideas, so we can get and feel more grounded. I really believe that's what we need right now, to feel grounded, to have conversations that will help us navigate through this new reality we're facing. How do they say it? Together, but separate. So I thought it would be good and or interesting to start this conversation with the elephant in the room. Dare I say it? Fear. Fear. What does it mean to you and to me? So, first thing I did is I went to Dictionary Google. And Dictionary Google describes fear as an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief, I highlighted and underline belief, that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or threat. In other words, fear is when something or you think something is dangerous, painful, or threatening. Before I go further, here's what I'm looking to do here in this episode. I want to do something a little different. My last three episodes was more I presented a subject and maybe we went through what was a few solutions or maybe suggestions and how we can get through it and navigate it together. This particular episode, I'd like it to be more of a conversation. I mean, obviously I can't hear you talk back, but this is more of a conversation. So I want you to go ahead and grab yourself a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, a glass of wine, whatever it is. Sit down and let's chat. I want you to keep in mind that at some point, somewhere along the way, once you've heard this and once we've had this discussion, I really am looking forward to your feedback. I really want to hear from you. I really want to know how you're feeling and how you're doing. So most of you know how to reach me. I'm on Instagram. I'm at Beyond Me to We on Instagram and on Facebook and on Twitter. So if you want to reach me, let's talk about it. All right, let's get started. Now, you know I love a good quote, right? So wait a minute, though. Before folks come for me, from what I read when I was in my search for this, this is not actually a quote, but it's called a litany, L-I-T-A-N-Y. Not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, so go ahead, feel free to let me know. But I'm not going to get into what a litany is, but you can Google it. It's very interesting data, by the way. But I digress. I don't remember where I found it, but again, you can always Google it. I also don't know if I'm pronouncing, like I said, the name correctly. But here it goes. Here it goes. I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is a little death that brings total obliteration. I will face my fear. I will permit it to pass over me and through me. And when it has gone past, I will turn the inner eye to see its path. Where the fear has gone, there will be nothing. Only I will remain. It's a litany against fear from the novel Dune. I love it. I love it. Just to hear the words. I love where he or they say to where the fear has gone, there's nothing left and there only remains me. I love that. So in my first episode, I talked about what it means to set goals, what it means to set yourself up for a win. I try to give you some of the tools you needed in order to move the needle forward into realizing some of your big dreams or manifesting some of your goals. However, one of the things that I realized once that's been out there is some people can't even imagine setting goals. Because one of the things that happen is that they experience paralyzing fear just at the thought of touching or reaching for their goals. They become paralyzed with fear. Let me tell you that we're not going to get through this topic in these next 20 minutes. This is just a touch of what it means to discuss fear. Fear is a huge topic. I spent hours and days filtering and gathering information to share with you. There are so many books out there and essays and definitions written on the subject, whether you want secular definitions, whether you want Christian definitions. I mean, there is something for everybody in that department. So it truly is endless. We're only going to cover just a little bit on the subject, and I'm sure we're going to revisit it in the near future. So, confronting fear is part of life, especially living in this current climate. Not only do we encounter this individually, but as a nation, as a family, as a race, fear looks different for everyone, for each of us. Let me ask you, how do you think you experience fear? I can say that in 2020 alone, I'm sure that many of us have experienced different levels of fear. We have experienced fear in different areas of our lives. We've experienced fear in different times of our lives. The thing is, how is that fear manifesting itself in your life? I recently discovered something really interesting about myself. So as you know, I started this podcast and I have, you know, this new handle on Instagram, Beyond Me to We. So one of the things is that I said that I intend on doing more videos, stories, right? Which is where you show up live and you share snippets of whether your life or whatever it is. But either way, you're on video. And if you look on Instagram right now, you see I have my post, but I do very few videos. However, in order to grow and to expand and to have more reach, I need to do more video. So I've been wanting to do the videos, but I've been fearful. But although at the time I didn't realize it was fear. So recently, and I sat down and as I thought about it, I was like, wow, this fear has manifested itself into a false sense of modesty. What do I mean by that? Something tells me that I should, you know, play small. You know, you shouldn't show up so big. You know, putting yourself on video, like, wouldn't you be, that is so conceited. You know, why would you do that? I think to myself, oh, it's vanity to think that you could, you know, show up on video that way and put your face out there and to tell people what to do. You know, you should really be playing smaller. I mean, that negative self-talk, that's a whole different subject, my friends. We're not even going to have time to talk about that today. All that stuff, honestly, is just plain fear. That's all it is. Fear that, one, suppose I show up and you don't like me. Fear that I'm not giving you the right thing. I'm not giving you what you want or what you need at the time. Fear that I sound and look dumb. Fear that my accent, for example, is going to make me look, I don't know, whatever it is. It's just not rational. Fear that I'll be rejected. Suppose, you know, we don't get the glorifying likes, right? Suppose I say all the wrong things. In reality, I thought I was being, you know, I was saying to myself, oh, you know, I'm just a modest person or whatever. No, those are all the things that I feel. And that is equal to fear. My friends, fear is showing up in my life under all kinds of disguises, and modesty was definitely one of them, definitely how it manifested itself. Another example I have to tell you is how fear has manifested in my life personally is procrastination. Oh my goodness, I don't know anyone who procrastinate as well as I do. my favorite is to genuinely, I mean, it feels real at the time, genuinely be bothered by, oh my gosh, there are dishes in the sink. Oh my gosh, let me clean the counter. So I will get busy cleaning the house. I will get busy wiping down the cabinets. And I will say to myself, oh, let me just, you know, put the laundry in real quick, and then I'll do this, that, or the other. As a matter of fact, just now in real life, as I'm speaking to you, before I sat down to record this, I did about 5 different things until I finally said to myself, stop it. Just stop. Go sit down and put this together. I thought it would be a good idea to dust the bookshelf. Why? Fear. That's why. That's how it's manifesting itself. After giving it much thought, it occurred to me that I'm avoiding sitting here to record this episode because I'm afraid. I mean, that's what it is, plain and simple. Suppose it sucks. Suppose it's not good enough. Am I saying the right thing? Am I sharing enough? Am I sharing too much? Will this even be interesting? Or maybe I shouldn't bother all these thoughts that are playing in my head. All it is, it boils down to one thing and one thing only, and it is fear. Now, I can go on and on about all the examples on how fear has manifested itself and in my life, how it could manifest in your life. However, let me ask you, is there any place in your life where fear is hiding under something else? I want to hear from you. Where do you think, give it a quick thought, like just now, go there, but come right back to me, meaning like in your mind, where do you think this is manifesting? What is it that you're doing but not supposed to be doing? There's something else you're supposed to be doing. I found a really great book that you can really get into that talks about fear. It's called Do It Scared. And basically, it tells you there are several reasons we're putting off like goals and dreams. And it's most of them boils down to one thing, and that is fear. So it tells you, it shows you even more examples on how fear can manifest itself in your life. And it's, I find it great anyway, because you can basically find the source of where is this fear coming from? How is it manifesting for me? And I think it's just like anything else. I think like knowing is like half the battle, right? You know where it's coming from, so you will recognize it when it comes and you'll have a better chance at fighting against it or whatever it is you need to do to move past it. I know right now somebody's like, girl, nobody has time for that hocus pocus, and who died and made you a psychotherapist? This is not psychotherapy 101. But seriously, think what you will of me, but give it some thought, and I really think that you will know identifying something that is holding you back, something that's keeping you from accomplishing big and small things in your life. I mean, it doesn't have to be that you're trying to recreate a whole map or create miracles, but just doing little things in your life that moves the needle forward and really finding true happiness and joy, friends. Listen, let's be clear. I'm not talking about, oh, let's do this. Let's figure out why or how this is manifesting in my life and we can eliminate it. No, because all fear is not bad. I think that learning to live with fear is just the way forward. What am I saying? I'm saying whenever possible, sit down with the fear, identify it, seal it, see it, take the steps that you need to take regardless of how you feel. It doesn't have to be like giant steps. You don't have to suddenly overcome whatever it is that's blocking you. Just one small step sometimes is enough. As I mentioned in my prior episodes, I'm sure I mentioned that in episode 1 or episode 3, that it's just taking a small step. And what that means for you or what that means for me, it could be just taking whatever the best small step is. I'm being totally honest with you. For me, taking the small step is coming into the room, sitting down, taking a deep breath, pulling up this microphone and saying to myself, just record this one episode. You don't have to do 10 episodes. You don't have to do anything further. Just get through this and that's it. Only you can decide what the next best step is for you. Frankly, when you're afraid or scared or fearful, all steps are scary, right? Whether it's small or it's big or whatever. Just make the best decision you can. It's going to be scary regardless, but that's the point. You walking through it. This morning, I read, I use the Bible app. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that Bible app. I mean, most people are. It's very popular. I absolutely love it. It has different devotionals in there. There are different, you know, lengths. There are, you know, 3 days, 4 days, year devotionals. Anyway, I love it. I digress. But if you don't have the Bible app, you should really get it. There are some great stories in there, some great devotionals, some words of encouragement. If you do have the Bible app, look for me. I think I'm under my email, but I'll double check and get back to you. Or again, check with me on Instagram or Facebook and I'll link with you there. Anyway, this morning as I was reading, there's something that immediately jumped in my face, sort of, and it talks about courage. I'm paraphrasing, so don't quote me on it. It's not directly in front of me right now, but it describes courage as a state of mind. Courage helps you through dark things and through painful things, and I would like to add through fear. Being courageous is not the same as not being scared or fearful. It is doing it despite the fear. So this is confession hour, right? I'm doing this right now as I'm speaking to you with a lot of fear and however you want to call it, apprehension. I'm nervous and you can hear it sometimes in my voice. When you hear me, I have to sometimes slow down and take a deep breath to gather my thoughts. And that's okay. I'm afraid of not knowing where this will take me. I'm afraid of how it's going to turn out. I'm a planner. I always want to know what's next. I hate to admit it, but I always want to be in control of what's going to happen next. You know, how is this going to turn out? Unfortunately, right now, I don't know how this is going to turn out. But for me, the next best thing is to sit down and record this in the hopes that it will help somebody else. It will help you to get to the next step. It will help you realize that somebody else out there can do it. You can do it too. I'm not going to tell you, oh my gosh, don't be afraid. I really do think that that's an oxymoron. You're going to be afraid. What I'm saying is just do it anyway. Just do the one thing, the next thing. I know I said that this wouldn't be one of those solution, you know, driven episodes, but you know, I can't help it, right? So I have a few little tips, I guess, I've gathered along the way that I'm currently using. I'd like to think that I approach my fear by taking calculated risk. I take like a small step. So I was talking to my husband, Dave, and I was telling him how I felt a bit overwhelmed because I have all these big plans for the podcast and I really want to contribute something. So I'm worried that I'm not doing enough or I'm not giving enough or maybe am I giving too much? I mean, all those things were in my head. And again, all of that fear rendered me sort of paralyzed. I have this big list and I wasn't getting very much of it done. And one of the things he said, he says, you know, take it one little step at a time. Again, sometimes we need to hear these things. It's not that we don't know them, but we need to hear it, you know? And that's what taking a calculated risk is. Breaking it down to like little chunks. Okay, I need to cross the bridge. So here I am. I'm going to put one foot in front of the other. That's what a calculated risk is, ladies and gentlemen. We think about it. Maybe if I take this step, then I can take this step and I can take this step and so on and so forth. And taking small calculated steps forward, I believe, is the muscle that you need. Like you're growing the muscle to take bigger and bigger steps, right? When you hear the term faith over fear, for example, I always hear my pastor say, faith is a muscle. And in order for you to develop that muscle, what do, right? When you want to grow your muscles, your legs, your arm, whatever it is, you go to the gym, you lift weights. It's a muscle. And you do it incrementally. You don't just wake up and decide that I'm going to build this muscle and boom, you're big and strong. That's just not the way it works. It's little steps. And these tiny little steps will give you more confidence in whatever it is that you want to do or need to do or want to get past. It's just the little steps that will give you more confidence to get through the bigger steps. I'm trying to remember. There's an expression I love. And so that I hear, the first time I heard it was from podcast that I listen to, Lisa Nicole Bell. I absolutely love her. And she said, I think it's little hinges swing big doors. I think I'm saying it right. Every little step builds on your confidence to keep you going. This will help you to establish trust in yourself. Little hinges, big doors. Just because you go past the fear, take a small step and do the things you want to do doesn't mean everything is going to work out. I'm sorry. I apologize in advance. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's just the way it is. That's just life. Just because, well, you know, I'm afraid to do this and I've done it now and boom, I won. I won this round. No, that's just not the way it works. Sometimes you're going to work past the fear and you're going to lose. But if you lose for taking the risk, for going past the fear, you're actually winning. And hopefully along the way, you've learned something you can take with you for the next decision. And to me, that is winning. You don't lose, you learn. That's the mindset shift that we all need to work on. It's not about losing, it's about learning. And every time you lose, you learn something new. So if you think about it, you're constantly winning in life. There's no such thing as a loser. A lot of people assume because, for example, like right now, they're listening to the sound of my voice. Girl, what you talking about? You scared? Yes, I am very scared. They just assume I have no fear. Absolutely not true. This is what it looks like to work through your fear. This right here, guys, scares the hell out of me. Sidebar, your goals and your dreams should scare you a little bit. I hear people say this, I don't know, different outlooks on this. It should scare you a lot. Your goals should be so big that they scare you. In a way, I buy into that because if your goals and your dreams are too small, to me, that means that you're relying on yourself and you're not depending on faith. And because my goals and my dreams are so big, there's no way I can do it on my own. So my goals and my dreams are totally laid out and are relying on God and on faith. So all of these things are an exercise in faith. Hashtag faith over fear. I just thought separate as I was speaking to you, I thought to myself, another great example of what it means to push through fear and kind of get your New Year's resolution going is, you know, when you go to the gym, I don't know about you, so I'm doing the 75 hard challenge, which let me tell you, they don't call it that for no reason, but I also have some information coming up about that. Again, I digress. But one of the things is, you know, I'm trying to do some weight training. So I've always been afraid of like lifting big weights or whatever. I'm afraid it's going to make me sore. I'm afraid, I don't know, I'm goofy. I'm going to drop it on my foot or something like that. But anyhow, so I started out by lifting 5 pounds, right? And after a few weeks, I'm like, oh, wow, okay, this is light enough. I can do 10, you know, and I'm sure eventually I'm going to go to 15 and so on and so forth. That's what it's like. That's what it's like to grow the muscle, to grow past the fear and to do the things that you were scared to do. It's like lifting weights, starting with 5 pounds, moving to 10, on to 15, et cetera, et cetera. Those tiny little steps will give you the courage to grow. Maybe I wanted to end this with a few prompts. I thought that this would be helpful to all of us, right? I think that these prompts will help you check on yourself. I think that it's important in order to move forward to do a self-assessment, to check in, to see what you need. My intention here is to come back and do part two of this episode to discuss maybe how we can work through some of this fear, you know, just little techniques that I've used in the past that I'm going to use and see how those work out to present them to you, things that I may use every day. So I'm going to ask you a few questions, and if you have a pen, if you don't have one, maybe you can pause and get one, but let's see what we can do to ask ourselves, to check in on ourselves. Question one is, how does fear manifest itself in your life? Example, do you procrastinate? Do you think that you can't get through it? Do you think people are going to dislike you? Is it rejection? Oh, they're going to reject me. Is it, oh, well, I'm not good enough right now. Let me just wait. It shows itself up as insecurity. Or are there excuses that you're making all the time? Are you anxious? Anxiety is obviously fear, right? So think about those things. How is fear disguising itself? How is it showing itself up in your life? I want you to think about those things and share with me. Share with a friend. You know, have that discussion, open up that conversation, and that may be able, you may be able to get a few things clear for you, for your friend, for your family, with your children. There's a few last things I want to share with you. There's some controversy around this fact, but I've taken it because I love it and it helps me get through. The phrase, "Do not be afraid," is written in the Bible 365 times. Some say more, but I'm going to go with 365 for the sake of this point. For me, that's a daily reminder that God wants you to be fearless daily. Every single day in your life, He tells you, don't be afraid. Do not fear. I want to leave you with a couple scriptures that really have gotten me through. First is Deuteronomy, I can never pronounce that right, so bear with me, 31:8, He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. When you're fearing a situation or emotional challenge, really envision God saying this to you, just to you, He's on your side. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. The next one is also one of my favorite. It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I use this all the time. It is my mantra. It is my go-to. Whether I can't ride the bike like today as I struggled on the bike, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lastly, I love Ephesians 6:10. Through 18, but I'm just going to give you a snippet, and that is 10 and 11, which says, finally, be strong in the Lord and His mighty power, put on the full armor of God. Thank you, friends. You have been such great listeners. Don't forget your homework. Check in on yourself. Use the prompts I shared. Thank you again for rocking with me. If you've enjoyed this episode, come on, do me a favor. Please hit that subscribe button. And if you've already done so, why don't you go ahead and share with a friend or a frenemy. Hit me up on Instagram or Facebook at Beyond Me to We.